Good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing today? Yes, today I'll be sharing a couple thoughts with you guys before we spend time in communion with the Lord. In the Gospel of John, Jesus shares that he is the good shepherd, setting himself apart from the bad shepherds and the hired hands that maybe people were experiencing. The good shepherd. And throughout Scripture, Jesus had many different variations of that same title. He was called the good shepherd. He was called the great shepherd. He was called the chief shepherd. He was also known as the shepherd and overseer of our souls, which is a really intense one. And I find great comfort in seeing Jesus in that light. I find peace in knowing that I live under Jesus' careful watch, that I'm guarded by his deep love, and I'm safe from anything that can harm my soul. Now, we're all human, and we all experience things that challenge our faith. They're kind of like obstacles, and it makes it hard to believe that, but when we fully embrace Jesus as our shepherd, our lives are filled with hope, our minds are cleared of doubt, and our hearts are filled with joy, as we were just singing about. Interestingly enough, though, he has another title, Jesus does, that carries a different weight, that kind of takes our inner peace even further. When we remember the cross. When we remember Jesus during our time of communion, we call to mind that he's not just the good shepherd, but he's also the Lamb of God, which is kind of funny because we picture him leading the sheep, but then he also is known as one of the sheep, specifically the Lamb. When Jesus started his ministry, John the Baptist pointed him out to all of his other disciples, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, the one who takes sin away." The men and the women in the Bible are not that different from us today. In fact, they're not really different at all. Just like us, they were trying to prove themselves worthy by their own methods. We often do things that we try to do to distance ourselves from our sin. We put forth sacrifices. We seek to justify ourselves. We try to establish our worth by what we can do or what we can produce for God. But there's really only one sacrifice that fully takes away our sin, its powers and its effects, and that's the unblemished, perfect, and pure Lamb of God. We can stand before God today deeply loved, righteous, and pure, not because of anything that we've done for ourselves or anything we've proven, but because Jesus did something for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. So Jesus is the good and great and chief shepherd, it's a hard phrase to say, leading us through this challenging world, but let's not also forget that he's our pathway to redemption, and he's our reason for righteousness. As we take communion this morning, consider his body that was broken so that we may be healed, and the blood that was spilled so that we may be cleansed and saved daily. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time of great joy that we can come together as a church, worship you, sing songs of praise, share a meal together, break bread together. I'm just so grateful that we get to experience that, that you've given us this opportunity. As we take the supper in this moment, as we take the bread and the juice, I pray that we can remember all the ways that you lead us to redemption. That you've paved a way for us that won't be taken from us, that there's nothing that we've done this week that has earned that love. There's nothing we've done this week that can take away the love you've already given us. We just have it because of the blood of Christ. We thank you for that, Lord, and I pray that we can remember you during this time. I pray this in your son's name. Amen.